I guess clerical work was done today in the NHL, where they announced that the free agency will start on October 9th, which is less than a month away.
Yeah, crazy.
And the draft will be a Wednesday and a Thursday, which I found goofy. Like, why would you have your draft on a Wednesday? I know it's virtual, but why would you do that on a Wednesday night?
Can't you get a Friday night in there somehow?
Like, yeah, it's your schedule. Can't you do whatever you want and have the draft on Friday and Saturday and have free agency on the Monday? Push it back
even
to the 11th.
Thursday, Friday. I don't know. Wednesday. What did you say? Wednesday, Thursday?
I believe it's Wednesday. The first round is Wednesday, and the second round through seventh is on the Thursday.
Yeah, that one doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
Or it's Tuesday, Wednesday.
Is it Tuesday, Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday. Either way, it's midweek.
It's midweek.
It's not your weekend. Yeah.
There's got to be something behind it where they had deadlines and they just had to. They had to get it done. I don't know. It's goofy, though.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the biggest platform for you. You know, you want a Thursday or Friday night or a Saturday night where you can really promote it, and it's a big event.
Yeah. Well, I saw something today. I don't know. We'll have to bring up with our guest. But this may have been a while ago, and I just want him to address it. I was watching before our show came on the TV. It was TSN, and it was Dutchy. It was like, I don't know, top 10 animal moments or whatever. And Duthie was holding a monkey. And there was like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I snapped a photo of it. But it was like
Maggie the monkey.
Yeah, that was a famous bit.
Duthie was holding a monkey on the TV.
Yeah, that was, and it made picks, and it was like red hot, like 75%. Like, Maggie was one of the hottest hockey cappers of all time.
Okay, I don't understand. What
all right, let's bring him in here. Joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is James Duthie. Take us through the history of that.
Noodles, did you not watch TSN during the mid-2000s?
I did. I must have been, I think I was playing in the U.S., so I missed that one. I remember there was some sort of thing, and you always make a joke to the quizmaster, like we could bring the monkey, but I didn't understand
what I was talking about?
Yeah, I kind of was like, I kind of laugh along. I'm like,
shooting gibberish?
Yeah, but I watched it, and first of all, you're
very
young. Was
it a monkey or was it on my head? Because
it was like you were holding it, talking into the camera.
Yeah, so that was the monkey, but there was I haven't seen that show, even though those top 10 list shows run like 19 times a day.
I think we got bumped for one the other day. They took us off for a top 10 list.
Overdrive, only 4 to 4:30 today, followed by best animal moments.
Right.
One time, the lowest point probably of my career they did the monkey for 2 to 3 years, it was getting a little stale, but we milked it to death. And so they decided to bring in a lemur to go with the monkey, and they called it Jacques Lemur, because that's how funny we are.
Wow.
And lemurs cannot, they have to sit up straight. You can't like cuddle them in your arms like a monkey. And so the lemur had to sit on my head. And the lemur, like, had these claws that, like, dug, like, right into my head. And we were live doing
sloth.
This thing.
Like
so
a
I got
sloth.
This monkey, you know, craps all over the place. I've talked about this way too much. And this lemur digging its claws into my head and this, like, slow trickle of blood flowing down my spine. And I said, this is what my career has come to.
James,
my favorite moment
guy
ever, though, my favorite thing I ever did on Instagram, remember about 2 years ago, guys, when all those stupid trends that come up on Instagram for photos, like, you know, 10 years ago today? And so it was, I think that was the deal, is me 10 years ago, and everybody was posting the shots of them 10 years ago today. So I posted a shot of me and the monkey 10 years ago, and then me and O-Dog in the studio. I just said, nothing has changed.
Yeah, it's so funny, man.
I thought it was great.
I think you need a facial for him in the studio.
Yeah, you gotta give credit to the guy that saw, like, you're the man now. Like, you've morphed into like a good looking guy somehow. Like, you're Art Jimmy. You're like, when you were younger, you had that frosty tips and you were ugly looking, and somebody saw something and they're like, "That's our go to." Because I would not have saw. I would not have seen that.
Yeah,
but somebody had to believe.
I do say that I am a shit. I had the hair. Remember if there was that in the, you know, the mid-2000s, there was kind of the hair that you just kind of, you didn't part it or anything, and you just kind of spiked it at the front.
Yeah,
right?
A little spiky in the front.
Yeah, that went for maybe 2 years, but I carried it for 9. And people kept telling me, including like my wife and Bob McKenzie, probably the two people that I should listen to the most in my life, they kept telling me that it was bad luck, and I kept ignoring them over and over for a span of about 6 or 7 years. And then I don't know, somebody finally talked me into going back to the part, and I saved myself. But when they run those clips, I'm like, well, how did they let me go on air? What were my bosses thinking? Why didn't I get the call? And, you know, we had a former boss who was very particular about hair, and I don't know why he never called me and said, what are you doing with yourself? You're making a mockery of yourself because I look ridiculous in those old clips.
Well, you get another opportunity on October 9th. I guess that's going to be free agent frenzy, I'm assuming. I don't think I'm letting the cat out of the bag. Free agency opens at noon on the 9th, so we have to be on the air.
Oh, yeah. We will be.
Yeah. By the way, the kids call it apparently.
What's that?
Our producer Billy called me the other day, today about it, and he was calling it FAF, Free Agent Frenzy. So you can't call it the frenzy anymore. It's FAF.
Okay. I think it's going to be fun, though. It's a quick turnaround, man. It's September 11th today.
First of all, to get it off Canada Day as something, I've been on the Pierre LeBrun team on that forever. I just think I've always thought it was a stupid day to have it, although I guess, you know, a lot of Canadians are at home and our ratings are always good. But because of these weird circumstances, I think it's kind of cool that it's in October. And because it happens so fast and there's not the, what do you call it, the negotiating period that there usually is, that sort of window. So I think it will be as sometimes we joke about frenzy. It's a kind of a hyperbole term, but it often is. Like, free agent frenzy is way better than Trade Center. Trade Center gets all the hype. But the big plays, as you guys all know, happen in free agency, and you're always guaranteed. It's so different from Trade Center, where we sit there and twiddle our toes for 6 hours, hoping something happens in those last 2 hours before the deadline, where on the frenzy, basically when noon happens, boom, you have, you know, 20 signings basically in the first half an hour. So I think this year promises to be, you know, maybe the most fascinating in the last decade or so.
Well, what about tonight? You know, you're also a Raptors host and analyst, and you were at the Oracle last year and going back and forth between mm-hmm. Toronto and San Fran, and we've got Game 7 tonight. Mm-hmm. I guess it has to feel somewhat nostalgic for you.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. There's part of me that says that the Raptors haven't really played a great game yet. I mean, they've had moments and obviously tons of heart and toughness, but they haven't played a complete game yet, and so they're due for that. That's the part of me that I hope wins out. And then there's another part of me that says Boston has been the better team for, you know, at least probably 5 of the 6 games in the series, and that, you know, they shouldn't be too. It'll be really interesting to see how the Celtics react. They're probably thinking to themselves, there's no way this should be a Game 7. So do they take that, and are they a little bit crushed by what happened at the end of the last game and they can't refocus in time and the Raptors win by 12 or something? Or do the Celtics, are they mature enough to regather and say, hey, we're the better team. If, as long as we execute, we're going to be fine. And I think that's, to me, the most compelling overall storyline. Obviously, the most compelling singular one to me is whether Pascal can show up and make a difference.
Yeah, it ultimately is going to be about him. Like, he's lucky. Like, Siakam has an opportunity at redemption here that very few players get, because their teammates have saved them. Mm-hmm. They really have. I mean, this to further your point about how confident Boston may be feeling, the Raptors had to hit a miracle shot with 0.5 seconds left,
mm-hmm.
and they won in double overtime. So the Raptors, 2 of the 3 wins have been almost, you know, borderline miracles. It wouldn't be considered that for Game 6, but Boston had every opportunity to win that and go off to the conference finals. And Siakam really has not shown up in any capacity offensively. But everything that's happened before, it doesn't matter.
Jack, I don't know if it was Jack Hayes or Leo, or maybe I was watching ESPN that rolled a bunch of clips together of his defense in Game 6. And it was really good. And I think that, you know, that part does get overlooked. But
that's
you're
why
right.
he played so many minutes. Like, they're not, Nick Nurse isn't taking him out if he's going to defend like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if a guy can just turn it on for suddenly find it for one game. I don't know, but it's so tough in that position, because if the Raptors lose this series, you can kind of say, and this is not fair, I have a lot of admiration for what Pascal's become in the last 2 years, but you could really say you know, it was kind of Pascal's fault if they lose the series, right? When that's supposed to be your go-to guy and he does really nothing offensively for the entire series, that's a fairly fair statement, I think, that you could make in a short rotation like they have. So a ton of pressure on him tonight.
Face shields, yeah. Is that going to change the panel potentially? I mean, you guys are still doing that goofy looking, you know, two guys on the desk, the other guy back in the right field.
Well, I sent a video today. I don't know if you saw this the other night, James, where you were teeing up Pooley, and it cut to O, and O was just sitting there.
Yeah, so we have some issues at times. I mean, you can never get enough O. By the way, I just want to say to the viewers, the listeners, or people watching on TV, the shot that they have up of me right now, I don't think they can put that back up. That was kind of the hairstyle. I mean, that's a good version of the hairstyle. But that's the kind of short, you know, at the front that I was working for about a decade plus. Doesn't look good now. Anyway, sorry. Moving on.
Well, I'm saying, man, Andy Reid face shield. I think it. Yeah.
You want
everyone,
that for all the guys on
yes.
the panel?
Can you imagine? Imagine they pan to Owen. He's in a face shield on top of the fact that he didn't think he was supposed to speak.
Just are you?
Why are you guys poking
panel,
fun
right?
at me? Why are you I'm poking not, fun I, at me? Because some guy put me on TV and I wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, but you weren't doing anything. It. You were just chilling, like
right, like I was supposed to be
you
doing.
Were just sitting yeah. there. I want to see. Like free agent frenzy, and you guys are on the panel, and they cut to me and Gino
Jamie.
And I have we have face shields on.
I love
and
it.
Jamie,
talking
here's
on.
The worst one, and I think James would remember this. We're doing a Leaf game, and I'm sitting at the desk
greatest
watching
ever.
The watching the Leaf game, and Freddie Anderson makes this save that's out of this world.
With two, like 5 seconds left in the game.
Or the period.
Okay.
And I just was looking. I was like, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, I look, and the camera went on my face in the middle of the game. Like, not to Ray or not to the crowd, to my face in the studio.
Okay, do you guys remember this? Hayes, do you remember this?
I do. Oh,
of course
okay,
I
this
do.
This is the
oh,
one
yeah.
of the greatest moments. First of all, like, on that moment, okay? Just for a second, if I can analyze it. Mm-hmm. For that to have been caught on the mic, I was talking to Brent Wallace live. There was like a one-second delay. So I asked Brent a question. So what are the Senators going to do next? In that 1 second of delay, O says, is there ketchup on that? And his microphone happens to get left up. So it's a million-to-one shot. In this particular case, we're watching the game. One of the cameramen aren't even manning the cameras. They've just left, and they're outside having a smoke or something. And one of the cameras happens to be on O, and he's watching the game. And in the only time in my career, I've been doing this for 30 years, the only time that the switcher mistakenly hits the button in the middle of the game and takes that camera, and O is leaned over the desk, wide-eyed and wide-mouthed at Freddie.
Yeah, during a live sporting event, it goes back to the studio. It's yep. like the odds of that.
Oh, it was, to put this into perspective, James, you asked me, do I remember? Of course, dude. It's a Mount Rushmore
it's a
moment.
It's a meme, yeah.
It is. It immediately became a meme. We have had a lot of really highly anticipated shows over the past handful of years. That might be the most anticipated show. We had people tweeting us from the second it happened, saying, I can't wait until tomorrow afternoon. Like, I have to hear the explanation of what happened here.
Why? I had no explanation about other people's
that
well, it wasn't your
fault.
Problem.
O still, I think O still believes deep in his heart that somebody did it on purpose. And I truly work with some really professional people, and they would never do that.
No.
It's just such a 10 gazillion to one fluke. Like, you could have had that happen, and it's never happened before, where they cut and it, you know, it showed somebody's foot or just showed a side of the desk. But it happened to happen at the most pivotal moment of the game with O giving the greatest reaction shot in history.
Well, think about it. There's probably, a million people watching that game, give or take, you know. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're just watching it on, like, I think I was at home. And we were like Steph and I were sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden she's like, "Did you just see that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just saw that." Like it was, I think it may have made Twitter explode because I think people thought they meant to do that.
How is it not the biggest gif on the internet?
Well, it's up there, believe me, and the pictures are coming in now, and I'm pleading with somebody out there, put an Andy Reid face shield on that face, and it'll be my favorite picture of all time. But I remember we were talking about the next day, James. I'm like, I need to see the metrics on PVR reverse. I'll bet you it's the most reversed play in the history of PVR.
Oh, you mean more than the Kawhi shot?
Yes. Yeah.
The Kawhi shot and the O-Dog face.
Yes.
Which is number one?
Well, the O-Dog face is even more unique, like you said. You've been in TV for 30 years. That's never happened. People have hit shots.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a live sporting event. I've never in my life... And it goes back to studio somehow with me standing there like an idiot.
It was the greatest thing ever.
But honestly, don't you think in a way that should have, if we had more creative, minds, executives, that should become a thing? Like the old reaction cam after a goal, why go to some guy in the crowd, high-fiving his buddy with a beer when you can go to Owen studio with his mouth gaping wide open?
No. Yeah.
It's an all-time great
play. You guys, all three of you know the problem with that. If I was like, what if I had a sweatshirt beside the desk and I took my tarp off and was putting my sweatshirt on?
Yeah, like, I mean, a hot camera and a hot mic can spell
Or if you had the steak sandwich going and just dripping.
Yeah, noodles is saving my life. Anderson makes it safe.
That would have been the only thing
I still want, if there was a camera live on that.
Oh, that's taped somewhere. Someone's got the recording of that.
Yeah, that one's coming out in about 20 years. It'll sneak out. It'll just be on YouTube.
The best was Pooley. I tried to signal to Pooley, I'm dying. He punches me in the back of the neck and thinks that was the answer.
The death punch from behind. You're never supposed to punch somebody who's joking. And Pooley gives him like a solid death punch in the back.
Yeah, and he's like, you should be good to go.
Yeah, that was another one.
Former Philadelphia Flyer, that's what they did there. Yeah. That's what the trainers did in Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll leave it there, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Thank you for this, as always. Yeah. We'll do it again
soon. All the best. Take it easy.
There's James Duthie from TSN joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It is Maple Toyota's birthday. Shout out to Maple Toyota.
Nice.
And they're giving you the gifts this month. Buy any new vehicle and receive a free gift. Red tag savings continue with rates from 0%. Yeah, that was some pretty good...
I forgot about that. Like, that one I actually forgot about. Like, you and I have worked on the panel a lot, and... the sandwich incident, I was there. Like, there's been some other ones, but that one, I forgot about that because I was just like Joe Fan sitting on my couch watching that game on TV.
Yeah.
It was, we found it here. Someone went back and found it. I guess it was February 25th, 2019.
So you're just sitting there hanging out, and it was just such a
what a stop thing. Though. It was an unbelievable save.
It was a great stop. Like, everything about it was such an amazing thing. But for them to, like, somebody...
One in a million, Doc. One in a million.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.